I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka was just approved for a loan of nearly $3 billion to address one of the worst financial crises in the nation's history. Economic turmoil over the last several years has exacerbated social tensions. Yamani Ravindran, a partner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says the local church is working to support victims of persecution and violence. They also teach believers how to respond to persecution in the future.
In all these trainings, we also make sure that we really give the church a very thorough understanding about the legal framework in the country and what the rights of the church is constitutionally and how they should respond to persecution as well.
But the most important thing is that Christians hold on to their faith. Pray that as Sri Lanka's economic situation grows brighter, so will its church. And millions of students start a new school year this week in the United States. For a handful of others, August graduations mark the start of a new life chapter today. Three Mission Aviation Fellowship interns just graduated from the School of Missionary Aviation Technology, or SMAT. One of them, Montably Mafa, is the only female mechanic on the MAF Lesotho team. Cultural barriers prevent women from entering certain trades.
Barriers discourage young girls and young women to be in fields that are called men's world, you know, like driving a semi, fixing cars. Honestly, in many fields, women are still critiqued, and it takes a lot of proving yourself that you can actually do it. And thankfully, at MAF, I haven't experienced that.
So ask God to strengthen Montably. She's the family's sole provider. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.